2022学年第二学期初三英语质量调研英语听力
Part 1 A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1. Mandy wants to send a card to her dad on Father's Day.
Mandy wants to send a card to her dad on Father's Day.
2. Linda often helps her parents with the housework after meals.
Linda often helps her parents with the housework after meals.
3. Alice practices playing the piano for 2 hours a day.
Alice practices playing the piano for 2 hours a day.
4. Tom's hobby is climbing mountains at weekends.
Tom's hobby is climbing mountains at weekends.
5. It's relaxing to spend a day on the beach in such lovely weather.
It's relaxing to spend a day on the beach in such lovely weather.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
6. Jane, which T-shirt do you like better, the red one or the white one?
The white one. It makes me look younger and prettier.
Question.Which T-shirt does the woman like better?
请再听一遍。
Jane, which T-shirt do you like better, the red one or the white one?
The white one. It makes me look younger and prettier.
Question. Which T-shirt does the woman like better?
7.Did you have a holiday in March or April?
Neither. I was busy at that time. I had a holiday in May.
Question. When did the man have the holiday? 请再听一遍。Did you have a holiday in March or April?
Neither. I was busy at that time. I had a holiday in May.
Question. When did the man have the holiday? 8. Hi, Jack. Any plans for the summer holiday?
I'm going to visit my uncle in Qingdao. What about you?
I will go to a language camp in Beijing with my classmates.
Question. What will Jack do in the summer holiday?
请再听一遍。Hi, Jack. Any plans for the summer holiday?
I'm going to visit my uncle in Qingdao. What about you?
I will go to a language camp in Beijing with my classmates.
Question. What will Jack do in the summer holiday?
9. Good evening.Are you ready to order, sir?
Yes. I would like a fish soup and a hamburger, please.
Fine. And would you like anything to drink?
A cola, please.
Question. Where does this dialogue probably take place? 请再听一遍。Good evening. Are you ready to order, sir?
Yes.I would like a fish soup and a hamburger, please.
Fine. And would you like anything to drink?
A cola, please.
Question. Where does this dialogue probably take place?
10. Miss Green, my daughter Cindy can't go to school today. She didn't feel well and was sent to hospital last night.
I'm sorry to hear that. How's she today?
Much better. And she'll be back to school tomorrow.
Question. Who might the two speakers be? 请再听一遍。
Miss Green, my daughter Cindy can't go to school today. She didn't feel well and was sent to hospital last night.
I'm sorry to hear that. How's she today?
Much better. And she'll be back to school tomorrow.
Question. Who might the two speakers be?
C. Listen to the dialogue and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的对话内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Hi, Leo. What are you planning to do this weekend?
We have a basketball match on Saturday.
You are playing on the basketball team?
Yes. Didn't I tell you before? I joined the school's basketball club 2 months ago. We practice most Saturdays.
Where do you play basketball?
In the school playground. What about you, Kate?Do you have any plans for the weekend?
I have a big sporting event too. I'm going to be running in a marathon.
That sounds so cool.
Actually, I'm doing a half marathon.
How long is that?
21 kilometers.
I didn't know you liked running so much. How did you become interested in it?
Well,I used to go jogging once a week in a park. After a while, I could run longer distances. And then I decided to challenge myself. So I signed up for the half marathon.
So how much training have you done?
Quite a lot. I've been running 3 to 4 times a week for the past 5 weeks.
Wow, you must be very confident about the race now.
Yeah, I think it will be fine. Each of my training runs has been at least 20 kilometers. I don't think it will be a problem for me to finish the race.
Wish you good luck and success.
Thanks.
请再听一遍。
Hi, Leo. What are you planning to do this weekend?
We have a basketball match on Saturday.
You are playing on the basketball team?
Yes. Didn't I tell you before? I joined the school's basketball club 2 months ago. We practice most Saturdays.
Where do you play basketball?
In the school playground. What about you, Kate? Do you have any plans for the weekend?
I have a big sporting event too.I'm going to be running in a marathon.
That sounds so cool.
Actually, I'm doing a half marathon.
How long is that?
21 kilometers.
I didn't know you liked running so much. How did you become interested in it?
Well, I used to go jogging once a week in a park. After a while, I could run longer distances.And then I decided to challenge myself. So I signed up for the half marathon.
So how much training have you done?
Quite a lot. I've been running 3 to 4 times a week for the past 5 weeks.
Wow, you must be very confident about the race now.
Yeah, I think it will be fine. Each of my training runs has been at least 20 kilometers.I don't think it will be a problem for me to finish the race.
Wish you good luck and success.
Thanks.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。
When it rains heavily, we can say it's raining cats and dogs. However, on December 29th, 2021, for the people in a small town in USA, it was raining fish. And this isn't a joke. On that day, a storm hit the town. It left a lot of small fish on the ground. This may sound like fake news. However, there have been similar reports of such strange weather throughout history. In 2017, people in California, USA, saw fish falling from the clouds over a primary school. In 1921, frogs fell from the sky over a city in Canada. About 2,000 years ago, a Roman writer wrote about storms of frogs and fish. So, how do these strange events happen? According to scientists, they are caused by waterspouts. Waterspouts are very strong storms that form or travel over open water. The fast wind inside the storm lifts water up into the clouds. At the same time, some light fish or frogs are lifted up too. The wind carries the animals and the water over the land. When the energy of the wind starts to fall, so do the animals and water. As a result, yes, you've guessed it, it rains animals.
请再听一遍。When it rains heavily, we can say it's raining cats and dogs. However, on December the 29th, 2021, for the people in a small town in USA, it was raining fish. And this isn't a joke. On that day, a storm hit the town. It left a lot of small fish on the ground. This may sound like fake news. However, there have been similar reports of such strange weather throughout history. In 2017, people in California, USA, saw fish falling from the clouds over a primary school. In 1921, frogs fell from the sky over a city in Canada. About 2,000 years ago, a Roman writer wrote about storms of frogs and fish. So, how do these strange events happen? According to scientists, they are caused by water spouts. Water spouts are very strong storms that form or travel over open water. The fast wind inside the storm lifts water up into the clouds. At the same time, some light fish or frogs are lifted up too. The wind carries the animals and water over the land. When the energy of the wind starts to fall, so do the animals and water. As a result, yes, you've guessed it, it rains animals.
听力到此结束。